Item number 12, from the Comptroller, submitting an informational report on the first quarter 2013 year-end fiscal status for Milwaukee County. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Comptroller Maskey.
Again, following up with our monthly reports, we had indicated to you previously that we were around a $3 to $4 million surplus. This report is indicating our surplus is around $6.1 million. This is based upon receiving reports from individual departments now, of having them come back to us and tell us where they're at. And so based upon those reports, we've issued this to you. And the additional information you see in the back on those departments with surpluses and deficits, those are based upon reports we have received from individual county departments and the review of that we have. The surplus is mainly coming from the unallocated contingency fund and from fringe benefits, offset by deficits in the departments. The sheriff's office is indicating a deficit of about $1.4 million in their department. You would probably should just take a read at the types of items that he's reporting a deficit on, including bailiffs, civil criminal process, and the general investigation units. Is more or less keeping his staffing at similar levels to what he had in the previous year without the budget amendments that were done in order to believe the staffing that he needs to have in those departments. So that's creating some of the deficit. Some of the deficit is also due to revenues not being able to achieve all of the revenues that he has within his budget for the year. Now, when he issued his report, he did his report only on Agency 400, the Sheriff's Department. He did not, as for purposes of the budget for 2013, the budget was split between the House of Corrections and the Sheriff, where they used to be all under the Sheriff. They were split between the House and the Sheriff. So there is no report on the House of Corrections right now. They gave us some indication of some possible issues for that. So that's one of the warnings that we're putting in here, is we just don't know, you know, how the House of Correction will be for the year. We made some comments in here regarding that, talking about inmate medical services, you know, also provision for outside for medical services, you know, possible higher costs because of the lawsuit and, you know, the transition that is occurring now. So that's something that we will continue to monitor and get back information to you on.
Thank you. Committee members, any questions, comments? So that our fellow colleagues can be informed, I'd like a motion to receive and place on file.
So moved.
Okay. Schmidt moves to receive and place on file. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Mr. Maskey, I've been told that you have a deputy. And could you introduce your deputy to the members of the committee? I thought it was going to be touch and go since the co-chair was out of the room, but he's since returned, so it's going to be done right now.
A few months ago, I hired a deputy, and her name is Barbara Tess. She joins my office. She has a very good background in accounting in that area, which is one of the areas that the Comptroller's Office places a lot of importance on. She comes from the Sheboygan area, where she's worked for Kohler. She's worked for nonprofits up there. One of the things that I liked about her a lot is her administrative expertise, that I can be able to pass things to her and deal with, and also her accounting expertise. So she comes to the county as my deputy comptroller.
Thank you. Would you like to say anything to us, ma'am?
No,
You don't have to.
So far, I've been here 5 months, and I've been enjoy being. It's been just my pleasure.
Given time.
Okay.
Supervisor.
Supervisor. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks again. Before Supervisor Cullen leaves, which item is that? We want to take at least one. Is it 20? 19 and 20. Items 19 and 20. Before Supervisor Cullen leaves. Item 19, please.